It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
I'm
so good to be
praying in the morning. go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on. Praise the Lord. You've committed unto him against that day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
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 Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me hear you call him.
Jesus.
Let me hear you call him.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. God is good. Welcome to My World of Green. I am so happy to be here. Shout out to everybody tuned in. We apologize for yesterday. Blog Talk was down. When they're down, we're down. So it's nothing that we can do about that. But we are definitely in the building tonight, hoping that you guys are with us. The goal tonight is we will be reading Psalm 1 and 2. And, you know, I have some powerful quotes and speeches, you know, a couple things for you guys. So I hope you stay tuned. We're going to play a little music, and then we'll be back to talk. God is good. I will speak to you in a few. Let's see where we're going to go with this. Let's see where we're going to go. I think we're going to go right here. I hope you had a blessed day.
You're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far.
Oh, yeah.
See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. See, everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
Welcome. We definitely appreciate you here. I just wanted to shout out everybody tuned in, just let you know that we are in the building tonight. If you'd like to join in on our talk tonight, we'll be talking about Psalm 1 and 2. See, this is why I have this show, because there's so many things about the Bible that, you know, I need to personally learn, and I'm hoping to actually use this as a platform where I can gain knowledge as well as offer it. So if you know about these things, please feel free to call in, give us knowledge of what you know, what you'd like to share. We all have someone different that, you know, we pray to, but they all, you know, basically have the same meaning in my eyes. So respect to whoever you pray to, whether that be God, Allah, you know, Buddha, whoever you pray to. I'm just glad that you're here and you're able to receive the messages that you will hear in these songs, receive the messages that I'll give you verbally, and hope for a blessed week. Hope for a better week than you had the week before. Things can change. Don't think everything has to be negative. Because it seems that way. It could have been negative all weekend. It could have been negative all last week. Today's a new day. Explain to your maker that you are with him and you understand that times happen, they come and they go, and regardless, he'll see you through them. And if you believe that in your heart, cold-heartedly, you will definitely definitely walk a good path in life. So keep that in mind. We're going to come back with some more words. This is some more music for your ears. And God bless.
You see, he's somebody tell them 99 and a half won't do. Come on, come on.
I was 12 years old, but the Holy Ghost.
like this.
2 years ago, I made a lot of mistakes, and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it.
Can you
Welcome back. I appreciate everybody tuned in. I really, really am impressed by the number of callers on Sunday, just like during the week. You know, we got to give it up for him. He is the reason. Well, in my case, he is the reason that it all happens. I want to read Psalm 1 and 2, like I said. But before I do that, let me give you a little bit of encouragement for the week, a little motivation. Couple words I just want to let you know. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Say some of these things to yourself. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Do your thing, and don't care if they like it. I'd rather regret things I've done than things I haven't done. Try to be the rainbow in someone else's cloud. All of these I want you to try this week. Will change, enduring change, happens one step at a time. And three more. A dead end is just a good place to turn around. Choose to be optimistic. It feels better. And the last one, just say yes, and you'll figure it out afterwards. It works. Facts. We're going to go into Psalm 1, and it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or set foot on the path of the sinners or sit in the seat of the mockers, but his delight is in the Lord, the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and who prospers is all he does. Not so the wicked. For they are like chaff driven by the wind. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of righteousness. For the Lord, he guides the path of righteousness, but the way of the wicked will perish. Why do the nations rage in vain? The kings of the earth, they take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break these chains and cast away their cords. The one enthralled in heaven laughs. The Lord taunts them. Then he rebukes them in his anger. He terrifies them in his fury. Though my king on Zion, upon my holy mountain, I will proclaim spoken to me, the Lord. You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with an iron spear. You will shatter them like poetry. Therefore, be wise, O kings. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. He be angry and you perish in your rebellion. When his wrath ignites in an instant. Bless all who take refuge in him. Amen. So that was Psalm 1 and 2. Now, me personally, I would have to kind of digest that piece by piece. I'm not a preacher, not a reverend at all, but I am spiritual and take that message with you this week. And, you know, keep in your mind and in your hearts that you have to, for those of us, and I'm speaking to those of us who believe in him, you have to, no matter what, just continue to believe, continue to stay, you know, walk in his faith, continue to walk blindly. And for those who don't know what that means you have to not worry. You have to put it aside. You can't say that you give it to him and then you still worry, because then what is he left to do? If you're still worried about it, he can't fix it. Those are facts. I bid you a great week. I hope and pray that you come and enjoy the time with us all week next week. We had an amazing week. We've had an amazing month, and I'm so grateful and thankful for that. For those who are tuned in for the first time or, you know, aren't familiar with the week on, let me just go through the week real quick because we're about to get out of here. I'm going to let you guys go. Obviously, Sunday we do Greenlee Sanctuary. On Mondays we do Real Talk with Dr. Devon, in which case we deal with relationship issues, advice. Tuesdays we do Behind the Wall, in which case we talk about issues behind that wall. There's a lot of people who, families and friends, are behind the wall and suffering things that you might not even believe, and we want to bring light to that for those who go through that. On Wednesdays, we actually do a grief show, grief counseling, for those, if you lost somebody currently, if you lost somebody, it could be 10 years ago you lost somebody, that should still feel like it's just happened. It hurts. Well, I can understand. I've been there. I'm there with you in that fight. So I offer a form of grief counseling on Wednesday. So if you want to tune in, what we do is we just kind of pay homage to our loved ones, listen to music that would remind you of them. You know, that's the goal, is to, you have to be able to remember them in a good way. Just because you cry doesn't have to be in a bad way. So I kind of do everything I can to lift your spirits on that day. And every day I send a text out, happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday. And I, if you want to be honest, every day is not a happy day. Sometimes you just lose somebody. Sometimes you don't want to tune in to hear somebody laugh and joke. It's not a laughing and joking situation. Sometimes your family members can be gone years from now, but still in that day, whatever day it is, you and your feelings that day. Wednesday is the day. Call in and we hopefully can touch you for the week. Thursdays, we do DJ night. It's a great time. Slander night. And on that night, we allow independent artists, you send your music in. We actually judge your music live on air. You have to get 3 green lights in order to get your music played for the next 48 hours. If you get 3 green lights, we play your song Friday and Saturday in its entirety. And then the following week, which will be next week, we start all over again, which is this week coming up. And then please have thick skin when you send it. It's a great time. And the goal is to encourage you independent artists. I am an independent artist myself. I know how hard it is to have your work and your face seen and heard. So the goal is not to bring down your hopes and dreams. We're hard critics, but it's worth it. You could put the time in, you could put the focus in, listen to our critiques, and then we actually can help you. I have somebody that can master your projects. We have people who can do different things here, so don't be shy. You know, don't feel no way. You can always hit me up behind the scenes. Hey, how can I change that? For real, we'll really help you out. The goal is to help you, not to hurt. That's on Thursday. Then on Fridays, we do Greenleaf celebrity news, in which case we talk about all the independent artists all during the week. So on Friday, we kind of get into the gossip of the main artists. And then Saturday is Dutch Night, in which case we do R&B, slow all the way down. I pick an icon. This Saturday that just passed, unfortunately, our system was down. I want you to understand, when the system goes down, there's nothing that I can do. Blog Talk has their own, you know, work behind their rules when it comes to the switchboard. So if their switchboard's not working, there's nothing I can do. So I apologize for Saturday. We're going to have a 2-hour special this Saturday coming to make up for that. And with that being said, I just want you guys to, like I said, have a great week. Stay positive. Stay focused. Keep your head up. And love, peace, and hair grease. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Good night. Well, I'm trying to say goodnight. You don't want to say goodnight. Hold on. Let's see if I can get you guys a goodbye song, because I'm trying to say goodnight. See, that's what I mean. Switchboard acting crazy. Will not allow me to say goodnight. I don't want to just... I don't know what's wrong with the switchboard. All right, guys. I'll try one more time. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. Call in and complain. Say, you know, you messing the show up for it. That just me starting to have technical difficulties. I don't understand why these are the type of things that is happening with Blog Talk. So we're going to just have to say goodnight, guys. Goodnight. God bless.